Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here today to give you a heads up on some of the stories and topics your students might be seeing in the Juice app.
Exactly. Just a quick look, really, to help you know what they're engaging with and maybe spark some conversations at home or in the classroom.
Okay, so first up, there's this really uplifting story out of Georgia.
Ah, yes. The young man, Joshua Suddeth. He's only 13, believe it or not.
13. And accepted into Morehouse College.
Yeah, apparently it was a goal he set when he was just 4 years old. Talk about focus.
That's incredible. And he's already been accelerating, skipping grades, earning college credits.
Mm-hmm. Seems really driven. He wants to study international relations, aiming to help people eventually.
So for parents and teachers, this one feels like a great opportunity, right, to talk about setting big goals.
Definitely. And, you know, perseverance, too. That whole idea of grit and determination. You could ask kids, what are your big goals? Or what does being determined really mean to you?
Good points. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit, there's news from Hungary.
Yes, a constitutional amendment there.
No.
It's causing some discussion.
It seems to outlaw public LGBTQ+ events and defines gender strictly as male or female.
That's right. And it emphasizes the moral, physical, and spiritual development of children above other rights. There's even talk of fines and using facial recognition tech.
The government's reasoning mentions woke ideology. But critics are obviously concerned.
Yes. Concerns about democratic freedoms, targeting specific groups. It's complex.
So for discussion, this would need to be very age appropriate, of course.
Absolutely. But it could open up conversations about human rights, maybe discrimination, the role of government, different viewpoints on identity. It's about understanding different perspectives, even difficult ones.
Okay. Let's move to something environmental. Paris and its fight against air pollution.
Right. This is more of a positive trend story. They've apparently made huge strides over the last 20 years.
Yeah, the numbers look pretty impressive. Over 50% reduction in fine particulate matter and nitrogen dioxide since 2005.
Mm-hmm. It's linked to policies on, well, a bunch of things. Mobility, heating, energy, environment. And it seems to have reduced premature deaths, too, which is significant.
How did they do it? Things like restricting cars, more pedestrian areas.
Exactly. Fewer cars, more bikes, more walking, adding green spaces. Though, you know, there are always some economic criticisms with big changes like these. But the mayor seems positive.
Makes sense. So this could be a good way to talk with students about pollution, right? Its impact on health.
For sure. And also city planning. What makes a city healthy? Maybe ask them, how could our community reduce pollution? Get them thinking locally.
Nice idea. Okay, next. Something from the deep ocean.
Ah, the colossal squid. This is pretty cool. Explorers got the first ever video footage of a juvenile colossal squid.
Wow. I know they're supposed to be massive, but kind of mysterious.
Totally. They can get, like, potentially up to 23 feet long, weigh 1,000 pounds. We know very little about them.
Seeing a young one on video is a big deal.
Huge deal. Helps scientists understand them better. It likely migrates deeper as it gets older, uses those massive eyes to hunt down there.
This sounds like a perfect story to spark curiosity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. About the ocean, deep sea creatures, exploration.
Oh.
Why we study these unknown places. What can we learn?
Love it. All right, let's do the quote of the day.
Okay, this one is from Steve Jobs.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
The classic Jobs quote. Co-founder of Apple, inventor, visionary. Hard to overstate his impact, really.
Yeah. And the quote itself is pretty powerful for discussion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It opens up, talks about making your own choices, you know, based on your values, individuality, using your time well.
You could ask students, what does it even mean to live someone else's life? Get them thinking.
Good question. Okay, one more topic. The U.S.-China trade situation.
Right. The ongoing, well, people call it a trade war, high tariffs on goods going back and forth.
Yeah, it involves huge amounts of trade, obviously. The U.S. position seems to be that China needs a deal, but China's also looking at deals with other countries.
So it's kind of a standoff, potentially.
Seems like it, and the analysis often suggests that maybe neither side really benefits in the end, and it has ripples globally.
This is a complex one for kids, obviously.
Definitely. But you could simplify it. Introduce basic ideas like tariffs, imports, exports, what happens when big countries disagree economically, maybe even touch on finding ways to resolve conflicts.
Good angle. Okay, so that's a quick flyover of some diverse topics Toothless might be encountering today in the app.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.
For another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.